Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, dear heart. How are you? Are you well?
I am very good. And yourself?
I'm very well. I'm hearing good news.
What are you hearing? Tell me.
I'm hearing that your phones are busy.
Phones are absolutely jammers. It's been a busy couple of days, and you know we opened up the diary this week, the restaurant diary, and
it's great
to hear people in the office, and you know that's actually I am doing the chat with you, and people looking to make reservations. We had to make a big call. I'm going to be absolutely honest with you, Marty, that we just had for just temporary residents only. So we have 19 rooms. We do about 40 people for dinner. So just for the reopening, just we're going to crawl before we can walk. That's exactly the way.
Sure. What date are you down for to open?
The 1st of July.
1st of July.
1st of July.
So that's the story.
We have a lot of work to get, training and everything, and our COVID training and everything organised, but we still want to give our guests a lovely experience and give our guests and their confidence and our staff the confidence to reopen and just... So fingers crossed, Marty. Yeah, say a prayer.
I'm delighted. Listen, I'm delighted. Well, congratulations, because it's a very big deal. And the listen, front page of the guide, poster boy, I saw you. And the official, like myself, you're a martyr to the official organ, and you're more than happy to be on the cover, which is lovely. It read beautifully for Father's Day. What a great thing. Lovely piece.
Well, they've always been good to me, Dole and Catherine, as you know, they're great people.
They're lovely people over there.
Day one, and she asked me, would you do this? And of course, I would do anything. You've been so good to me. And we was just an open, honest chat, as it always is.
It was lovely.
And I just love the images. It's great.
No, it is. It's really beautifully put together. And as I say, Father's Day around the corner. You won't be working. That's funny, this year, Father's Day. You'll be getting minded this year for the first time that you can imagine. Isn't it, Cass?
I haven't checked with Imelda what's on the menu, but I'm sure she'll spoil me.
I think there's no question.
As she always does.
There'll be no question about that. No, it'll be great. Now, the pictures are great and the story is great in the RTÉ guide. It really is. So delighted and read so well. And memories of your late dad, of course.
God bless, of course.
Very important.
Yeah, we're nowhere without our parents, and we can never forget. And that's really important. And
so true.
These are big days for people's lives, fathers and mothers' days. So we'll celebrate. God bless. I hope you get spoiled too. By the way,
I hope so too. Give me a break from all the cooking. Listen, what have you got for me today, my friend? By appointment now, I've had to do the chicken melt again. So there you go.
What?
They're loving it.
It must have went down well.
They're loving it.
I'm so impressed. So I thought I'd pair things back a little bit, that we were going to do like a chicken schnitzel burger.
Oh.
So I'm using chicken thighs, but the whole idea behind this, now you can use chicken fillet and chicken breast, whatever you feel like comfortable for your listeners. But chicken thighs, as you know, these are skinless, boneless, but they're good value. But the key to this is marinade. Remember, we talk every Christmas about our buttermilk brine turkey.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is buttermilk brine chicken. So our chicken thighs, again, you can use chicken breasts or fillets. Put them into a dish, buttermilk over them, sliced orange, a couple of cloves of garlic, or one clove is fine, just chopped or crushed, and a couple of sprigs of thyme or rosemary. If you can, leave that in the fridge overnight. And then remove a covered serving cling film or a Tupperware container. And then what you do is then you take it out, you pat it dry with some kitchen paper, and then you can just say goodbye to the buttermilk.
Right.
So in the crumbs then, so you get some buy breadcrumbs or make up your own, you whiz them in the food processor or buy breadcrumbs with flat leaf parsley, a little bit of grated Parmesan cheese, and if you want it, you can add in some sesame seeds. And then with the chicken, whatever you're going to use, I'm using chicken thighs for this recipe, you dip it in flour. You dip it in egg wash, which is one egg with a little bit of milk, and then dip it in the breadcrumbs, and then literally shallow fry those chicken. You're making a chicken burger. Sorry,
yes, you are.
But it's a homemade one. And the buttermilk, just to recap what the buttermilk does, in case your listener thinks that sounds weird, it will make it really succulent, really juicy, really soft, really tender. It is gorgeous, and you will not taste the buttermilk. You get so much flavour.
You won't taste it at all, no.
This should be the best chicken schnitzel burger you'll ever eat. Honestly, I made it 2 weeks ago, and I said I'm going to do this now for Martin. Now, coming up to Father's Day, so that's our burger done. You pan fry, make sure it's cooked through. You can finish it off in the oven. Once the chicken thighs are boneless, they're going to take less time to cook. If you're using the chicken fillet, that means there's no bone and no skin. Which would I use? I'd use whichever you prefer.
The thighs, value wise, it'd be the thighs, wouldn't it?
On flavour-wise too, but there's more meat on the chicken fillet
than
on actual breast. So it's depending on what you want, to be truthful with you.
See, I'd like them both. Yeah, I'd be heading for the breast of chicken. That's me.
But listen, you're the same. Amelda's the same as that, because I had mine with chicken thighs and I'd done it with the chicken breast. And it's funny, Amelda definitely preferred the chicken breast. So I'm just throwing it out there for your listeners.
Sure.
The crumbs, parmesan cheese, a little bit of sesame seed and parsley, and then you flour egg and breadcrumb. Some tomatoes. We've spoken about tomatoes so much these last few weeks, myself and yourself. You slice them thinly, a little bit of olive oil, balsamic, a little touch of lemon, and then you leave them to kind of infuse or marinate. And then a really simple mayonnaise, just good quality bought mayonnaise. You know, Ballymaloo do a lovely free-range egg mayonnaise, which is lovely, and you can just stir in a tablespoon of basil pesto and mix that. Brioche buns, smear over your mayonnaise, put your tomatoes, a little bit of salad. The salad I like to use for this, Rocket, we spoke about it before, catch the seat. I won't forget you. No. But this one here is Baby Jen. It's a nice crunchy salad.
Oh, that's and a nice one, yes.
Yeah, I like it, and it's not very strong. I think the kids will love this. And then your lovely golden brown, cooked, moist, delicious, tender chicken, and then your brioche bun on top, and away you go. And you're in heaven, honestly. This is delicious.
That sounds right. And of course, I'm a great man now with the basil pesto, the well-known Italian singer. There's no bother at all there. It's wonderful. It's a taste I just love to bits now. I'm getting to the stage now where I'm prepared to mix mayonnaise with the basil pesto and just enjoy myself. And nothing else.
Well, you're probably putting pesto in your
porridge. You put it on everything, absolutely. It's absolutely addictive. It's gorgeous. I love that. That's a chicken schnitzel burger. Why is it called schnitzel? I don't know.
Schnitzel is usually a crumb and like a flattened kind of piece of chicken, usually with pork, usually with veal. That's a really good question. So I was thinking, am I okay to call it schnitzel? But it is a chicken burger.
Chicken burger is what it is.
Let's call it, or it's buttermilk brined.
Yeah, exactly. Now listen, the line is funny, but I know you wanted to give me a dessert, and I want to let you.
Okay. So Amaretti baked peaches. So the peaches, I'll tell you, Marty, are absolutely in season at the minute. So what we do is you cut your peaches in half, keep the skin on, remove the little stone in the middle, and then you get some Amaretti biscuits. We're keeping it very Italian, me and you today.
I was sent a packet of them during the week.
I saw that actually.
That's right. From Calenzano, Firenze. So I have them handy here. Hear them.
So you're going to be making it. So you crunch
them. Bring them with me every day.
You can crunch them into a bowl with some egg, two egg yolks I have in this recipe, and then you put in some maple syrup to sweeten it, vanilla extract, and then the zest and juice of half a lime. You mix that all together. Hmm. But then what you do, Marty, you spoon that in to the actual little cavity where the stone was in the peaches. So pack it, spoonful it in, and then you bake that off in the oven at 180, and this will take about 10 to 12 minutes. I made this recently. I hadn't made it for a while, to be truthful with you. And honestly, my daughter, Lucia, said, wow, she just adored it. And she is a sweet tooth like myself.
Nice.
I just served it with some creme fraiche, or you can serve it with some ice cream on the side. With the creme fraiche, what I did at home, a teaspoonful of vanilla extract and a zest of lime, and that gives lovely tartness. But the peaches, when they're ripe, with that Amaretti, so you're getting the crunch of the Amaretti, the lovely flavour from the lime, and that lovely maple syrup. It works so well, this dessert. It really is delicious. And as I said, serve it with ice cream or creme fraiche works delicious.
It sounds divine.
And it's quick. It's easy. You have your biscuits, lucky you, but you can get the lovely Amaretti biscuits. Just crush them up into a bowl. The egg yolks are important because they kind of hold everything together. They kind of bind it, for the want of a better word.
Yes.
And then the maple syrup will sweeten it, and then you'll get that lovely tartness from lime. Or you can use lemon, but lime is what I used for my recipe. And, you know, they both work really well, lime or lemon. Yeah.
All right, that sounds good. Because I haven't kind of tackled any desserts yet, so maybe I'll give the Amaretti baked peaches a bit of a go. What do you think?
Well, listen, you have the Amaretti biscuits, so you're absolutely on, you know, there's no bother to you there.
Just buy
a packet of nice peaches. You can use apricots, they're a bit small, and all you have to do, don't worry about removing the skin, just simply remove the actual stone. And listen, you're on your own now, Marty. You're doing your Cajun chicken melt, you're doing this and that.
I'm trying to.
Well, listen, I'm really impressed. I saw during the week your lovely fish pie.
I'm trying all the time. And every week when you give me a recipe, every week I bring it home and say, lads, what do you think? They're saying, go for it. So, you know, we're getting there each time.
Lovely.
So, yeah, I know it is. And I might just give this a go as well, because I never got to make your bacon You remember the steaks we did last week? We talked about.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. The maple glazed bacon.
And steak, does talk? I might do it tonight. That's all I'm saying. Does talk? And
the talk. Make sure you get sunned off because it's Father's Day, and I want you to get
spoiled. I know. So I'm worn out with the work. I'm coming down with the work. Listen, you're an angel, Nevin. Have a lovely weekend. I am thrilled that the phone's hopping there and that people are wanting to come. Well, that's not a surprise that they want to come back and have a lovely Father's Day over the weekend.
And thank you. And to you and all your listeners. And can I just say, listen, thanks to everyone for the support. Like, it's going to be not an easy opening for any business.
Yeah.
But it's just lovely for me to sit chatting in the office to you, and that there's life in the building. I'm really happy. And
exactly. And it's coming back, and that's the thing.
Thank you.
Keep the faith. God bless you, my friend.
Talk soon.
Take care.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, of course. There goes Nevin now, and the chicken schnitzel burger and the amaretti baked peaches. Remember, RTÉ Lyric FM, March of the Morning, on the webpage there. All Nevin's recipes are there, and this one is now added in to the mix. What do we play at all?